Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Saint Gertrude the Great was born on January 6, 1256, in Germany. It is not known where or who her parents were. She entered the convent when she was 5 years old and was a disciple of Saint Melchtilde of Hackeybourne. Our Gertrude of Helft, upon entering the monastery, was a girl who was gifted by God with great intelligence. And she dedicated herself especially to studying and learning about the culture of her time. But without dedicating herself with the same commitment to spiritual things. For this reason, she felt an inner emptiness. She knew that something was missing. Perhaps it was the lack of affection for not having known her parents and relatives. And God filled her emptiness, making her feel all his love. And she gave herself to God with all her soul in love with Jesus. Her conversion took place at the age of 26. From then on, she suffered many diseases, offering all her pain with love for the salvation of sinners and for the love of Jesus. Conscious of being a sinner and having made many mistakes, carried away by human fragility, she asked Jesus to supply her faults and sins with his love so that the people she could offend and the voids of love that were in the world by her fault could be completed by the infinite merits of Jesus. This is a practice that we can all do sometimes. Be aware of our mistakes and sins committed. Her sisters tell us, on one occasion, when she made an effort to pronounce the words and notes of the divine office with the greatest attention, and it was often made difficult by human fragility, she said to herself sadly, "What benefit can I get of such effort with such falseness?" Not being able to suffer so much sadness, the Lord appeared to her with the divine heart in his own hands, in the form of a burning lamp, and said, "Look, I place before the eyes of your soul my most sweet heart, organ of the always adorable Trinity, so that you confidently ask him to supply for yourself everything that you cannot do. In this way, all your deeds will appear before my eyes totally perfect. Because just as the faithful servant is always ready to serve her Lord in everything that may please him, in the same way my heart will unite with you to supply from now on and at all times all your negligence. In the same way my divine heart, aware of human fragility and instability, always wishes and waits with longing desire that you entrust to it, if not in words, at least with some sign that it supply and do in your place what you feel unable to perform, as he can do it very easily with his omnipotent strength and knows it perfectly with his inscrutable wisdom. He ardently desires to do it with the joy that he carries as inscribed in the tenderness of His goodness. 1 month of March. The severity of the cold that threatened the lives of men and animals was very extreme. St. Gertrude heard some comments that there was no hope of harvest that year, because depending on the position of the moon, the severity of the cold would continue for quite some time. One day during the Mass, at which she was going to receive communion, she prayed fervently to the Lord for this and many other causes. After the prayer, she received this response from the Lord: "Be sure that you have been heard in all the causes for which you have prayed." St. Gertrude answered, "To know this for sure, and it is only fair that I thank you, show me how the extreme harshness of this cold will be tempered." By saying that, she didn't think about it anymore. After the Mass, she left the choir and found the path flooded by the thaw and disappearance of the snow. Everyone warned that it was happening against the natural conditions of the atmosphere, and they were surprised that such an event took place, as they did not know that the servant of God had asked this. They said that, unfortunately, it would not last long, because this way of it happening was not normal. However, this miracle lasted throughout the spring. Once again, it rained more than it should during the harvest, and prayers were made for fear that the crops and other fruits would be lost. One day, St. Gertrude joined her prayers with the others with such intensity and effectiveness to appease the Lord, because she obtained a formal promise that the Lord would moderate the atmospheric conditions, as indeed it happened. That same day, despite numerous clouds, the sun began to shine, illuminating the entire earth with its rays. At dusk, while the community went to the garden after dinner to finish the job, the sun was still shining with all its splendor, but dark clouds hung in the sky that threatened rain. I listened to this servant who, with a deep, heartfelt feeling, lamented before the Lord: "Lord God of the universe, I do not wish you feel obliged to listen to my most unworthy will, but if your overflowing goodness deigns to contain this rain throughout my meditation, let it be immediately. May your most holy will be done." Wonderful thing! She had not finished her words when it began to flash and thunder, and the raindrops broke with a great crash. She, overwhelmed, said to the Lord, "Keep the rain suspended, if it is your good pleasure, most gracious God, until we finish the work that has been commanded by us by obedience." The most benign Lord kept the storm in suspense at the request of St. Gertrude, until the community finished the work that had been entrusted to her. St. Gertrude died on November 17th, 1301 or 1302, in her convent in Helft at the age of 45. The convent was destroyed in 1340, and they moved to Eisenben in 1346. In 1525, the Lutherans sacked the new convent, and the community disappeared in 1546. On November 21st, 1999, the monastic life was restored with seven nuns of the Cistercian order. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.